In Central Oregon, you'll find a cave tour that is quite popular. In fact, you'll most likely need a reservation well in advance in order to tour it. But this cave is unlike what you may have in your mind, because this one is made of lava. I'll take you there on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
We may think of a volcano as a mountain peak that blew its top. Visitors to Newberry Volcanic National Monument are often surprised at just how big this volcano is.
The volcano itself is 75 miles by 27 miles. It would take you over an hour to drive south to north on it.
Hannah Croxton says she often compares the sheer size to some other volcanoes visitors may know.
While popular volcanoes like Mount St. Helens, Mount Hood, South Sister are about 5 to 6 cubic miles, Newberry is 120.
This is a vast area to explore, and there is a lot to see. One of the most popular points is a special kind of cave.
It is a lava tube, and it was formed from Newberry about 65,000 years ago. It's a mile long in length. It's the longest continuous tube in Oregon. A lava tube is a type of cave. The other type would typically be limestone.
It's good to get a reservation in advance to visit the cave, as tours often fill up. There are miles of trails to explore, roads you can drive, and vistas to be seen. Hannah truly enjoys sharing this place with others.
The joke that I love to tell visitors is Newberry is better than Crater Lake because we have two lakes and Crater Lake only has one lake. So that's usually my go-to joke, but it's just absolutely gorgeous out here. The obsidian flows are some of the most easily accessible ones. There's even a trail that you can hike on the flow. It's about 3/4 of a mile.
Don't let the absence of a soaring mountain peak fool you. It is an interesting volcano to explore. Perhaps much different than anything you may have seen, and maybe that's just what is so special here. It's a national monument that preserves a landscape unique in the nation. Traveling the countryside in Newberry Volcanic National Monument near Bend, Oregon, I'm Andrew McCray.